Welcome to Poddle. My name is Jesse Catherine Weber, and I'm going to solve the Wordle. Let's just get into it. As you might remember from yesterday's bonus episode, I'm also going to solve the Dordle, but we'll get to that when we get to it. So, starting with rays, as always. So the SE is there at the end, so that's good. My first thought is purse, but it's not that, because that has an R. What about pulse? Let's give that a shot. Nope. None of those letters. Interesting. I think I'm going to see if I can do one more that has three letters, though. I'm very much wondering if it's like goose. If I don't think of a good way to do the O and two other letters, then I will just try goose. Because, yeah, it's like O. O N S E. Ons. Yeah, O. O N C E, maybe? No, I think I just go with goose. I'm thinking it might be goose. And it is not goose. Oh! There's an O in the third spot. That makes sense. I wasn't thinking about that. So maybe chose. Okay, oh, I haven't used the T yet. So it's those. Well, that came together very quickly, which is nice, because we're doing another thing today, though five is not ideal. But yeah, so the Dordle, I think I started to explain yesterday. There's two words side by side, but you only get to make one guess at a time, so your guess counts for both words. And they give you seven guesses, and I've had a pretty similar success rate to the Wordle. It took a little while to get the hang of it. They do have a bit where you can, they have a daily Dordle, but unlike Wordle, it's also just like free play where you can do as many as you want. But that's not what I'm doing. I'm doing the daily Dordle. So if you want to try the Dordle for yourself and do the daily one, pause and do that before I solve it. You can just Google Dordle and it'll come up. But I'm starting. I start with rays in this game too. Just because it seems to work. Okay, so in the first letter, we've got the S, the E, and the A, but in the wrong places. And in the second word, we've got the A in the wrong place, and the E is in the right place. So I'm just going to use the information that we've been given, and I'm going to move the S, the E, and the A. I'm moving all of them. I'm not leaving E in its place. When you get a green, you kind of ignore it until you're ready to solve in this, or close to solving. The first couple, two or three steps are going to just be looking for information. So, I don't know, I mean, maybe please. Like the plural of plea. That, yeah. Let's try that. Okay, so now we've got, in the first one, I've now placed the E and the A. So we know where both E's are, so next guess is probably just not going to have an E in it. We have placed the A successfully in the first word, but still not the second word. and we've not placed the S successfully. So we're going to do something with an S-A, but, like, we want to get to the N and the T, I think. And there's going to be a third. Sorry about that. There's going to be some fifth letter that should also probably be a new one. Possibly. I don't know if we need O or U. It doesn't seem especially likely that there's another vowel. So, where might we want to put the A in this? We want to put it either first or third. So let's try starting with an A. A-N. A-N-T. Or we do still want an S in a new place, and it has to be in one of those three places. So A-N-S, or maybe A-S. Is Aston a word or just a proper noun? This, I feel like, is more likely to take proper nouns than Wordle, but not that one. Oh, well. I don't think it's a word with a U either. Oh, Aston is a word. I'll just use that. Okay, so A is in the wrong place in word two. So we now know it's third. And in the first word, we've got the A-S-T all in the wrong place. So the new, we know that there's a T now. And we know that there's an S. The S has to be in the first spot. So I'm going to say this is probably steam. So the thing is, you want to use the, you want to kind of, it's probably steam, but it could also be steak. We might just incidentally use an M or a K while trying to get more information about the second word, which we don't have much information about right now. So I'm going to move over to the second word, which we have less information about, and I'm going to make a guess there. So we know there's an A third and an E fifth. I am just going to use those, even though I don't have to. I mean, there's, you know, the hard mode from Wordle just wouldn't work in this, but I do, like, I got rid of the E on the last guess. But yeah, so, I mean, the main, it could be, like, chafe. Let's guess chafe. Okay, so there is an H. No C or F. Interesting. So maybe there is an O. Maybe it's like H-O-A. Huh. I feel like the words are like slightly weirder in this. Now, this is like, I said that I find it to be similar in difficulty to the Wordle. Obviously, it takes longer, as you're finding out. This, I don't feel like I'm in a great spot right now. Oh, it could be another E. H-E-A. Him. Heed. None of these are striking me as words, but they could be, like, H-E-A-D-E. No, that's not a word. What about M-E? That's a word. I'm just like, there's not a lot of, if that's not it, it's not that helpful, but let's just try it. Okay, so I was right that it's H-E-A something E, and we use that M, so we now, oh, but we don't really know. Yeah, like, the first one, we only have two guesses left, so we have to guess this, each of them, in the subsequent words. There's still two options, I think, for word one. It could be steak or stead, which is annoying. So yeah, it's kind of, at best, a 50-50. You'd also have to figure out what the fuck the second word is. It is H-E-A blank E. Just like, what? Yeah, I think the word list for this is a little fucked. So it's kind of, this will, like, instead of making you enter to figure out if it's a word or not, this will just show up in red if it's not a word. So I'm kind of just like typing letters in to be like, is that a word? And so far I'm, oh, heave, of course, that is a real word. And it's that. So now I have to guess, is it steak or stead? It's really just a 50-50. This is unfortunate. If I, you know, I should have figured out it was heave one earlier. But I didn't, so we're stuck maybe getting this wrong. I'm guessing steak, I think. And I was right! I solved the Wordle, just barely. Woof. Okay, well, that's what... No, did I just say I solved the Wordle barely? I solved the Wordle. Took a little more effort than usual, but somewhat easily. I solved the Dordle, just barely. Yeah, that's it, I think. I mentioned on Twitter, I forgot to mention as part of yesterday's emergency episode, which we don't need to harp on, that one additional thing I thought of is that if the New York Times would like to purchase, acquire Poddle, especially for a figure in the low seven figures, I'm open to that. But yeah, I think that's it. You can find me on Twitter at JCPGlickWeber. Weber has two B's. And you know, there's a mailbag. There will be a mailbag segment if anyone has any questions. But yeah, I mean, this episode is long. I knew it was going to be long, but let's get out.